Hi, this is Dark Journalist with a special secret space program report. Now, before we get started, I want to say thanks to everyone for the overwhelming response to my three-part interview series with Project Avalon's Bill Ryan. Ryan, of course, had written a fascinating expose article on Gaia TV whistleblower Corey Good and the many holes in his story of being a time-traveling astronaut and member of the secret space program. Ryan showed that not only did Corey Good's story keep changing from the one he started with, but that there were numerous instances of inconsistencies and what looked like outright falsehoods in his testimony. Ryan's conclusion? Good was a pathological liar, who may be being used in some way to discredit research into the secret space program and UFOs.
The closer we look at this situation, the more it appears that Good's story is part of a carefully staged marketing campaign, the tentacles of which reach into many different avenues of independent media. In this part one of six special reports of what is behind this effort to confuse and co-opt the narrative around the topics of UFOs and the secret space program, we'll travel far into what I call the New Age deep state. Let's take a closer look. You know, the term New Age has been recycled and used for different purposes over the years. It was first used by a publisher of esoteric subjects named A.R. Araj in 1920, who was linked closely to the work of Russian philosopher P.D. Uspensky and the Greek mystic G.I. Gurdjieff. There were many groups of psychic and spiritual teachings emerging as a backlash to the scientific materialism that dominated at the turn of the 19th into the 20th century. Rudolf Steiner's Anthroposophy and Helena Blavatsky's Theosophy brought a number of talented writers, mystics, and philosophers together and made a huge impact on their age by opening up alchemical and esoteric traditions to a worldwide audience. Eventually, subjects like reincarnation, yoga, meditation, and spiritual living, along with psychic experience, were becoming more acceptable in society. This wave really exploded by the 1960s and 70s with pyramid power, life after death, and information about the lost continent of Atlantis coming to the fore of public consciousness. By the time we got to the 1980s and 90s, the term New Age had become the catch-all phrase for anything dealing with these subjects, and wearing crystals and going to chance circles was far more common in daily life. We also saw a huge push for a holistic approach to living being embraced by the New Age. As with any trend, there were always those on the sidelines wondering how they could imitate and exploit the movement. And it happened so many times, from cult activity to phony sweat lodges and opportunists, that it gave legitimate adherence to the New Age principles a hard time finding legitimacy. Also, intelligence agencies infiltrated the New Age movement. They'd done such a good job of splintering the UFO community by dismissing important UFO events and planting fake cases in with the genuine cases. They also sponsored phony skeptic organizations like PsyCop, where skeptic celebrities like the Amazing Randy and Michael Shermer would provide a wall of noise to drown out undeniable UFO information, like the Bentwaters military base incident. Over the years, the opportunists and the intelligence operators both plagued the New Age and UFO communities. Right now, these two forces may have teamed up to control and profit from one of the most volatile research areas, the secret space program. The process of promoting fake stories and fake personas to confuse inquiry into a covert operation is a well-known intelligence method. But with the secret space program, the marketing teams have also done their research. By implanting the genuine research into the topic, the wild science fiction concepts that they've developed, they've realized they can pull in a demographic that's been elusive, the teen market, with its endless obsession for apps, video games, and movies. Now, either by design or happenstance, the unscrupulous marketing teams and the intel community are both on the same page and poised to achieve their aim, misdirecting UFO and SSP research while turning a huge profit. With all that in mind, let's take a look at some of Corey Good's recent activities. Now, this past weekend at Contact in the Desert, Corey announced a number of business initiatives that show the outline of a bigger plan to harvest the secret space program and UFO community. Now, I've been holding on to some information given to me in recent weeks by a reliable source until I saw some confirmation come out. And wow, is it ever coming out. If the rest of the info also proves to be true, we will find ourselves in the murkiest of waters, exposing a plan to harvest the UFO and secret space community over 3 years under the cloak of UFO disclosure preparation. This plan is well-funded and working with more than one marketing and PR company. Let's look at one of these instances. The source provided me with bullet points of a marketing program, one of which was called Corey's Kids, a plan to market video games, comic books, and lifestyle apps to teenagers under the Blue Avian theme of higher consciousness. When I was trying to confirm all this, I found an 18-year-old filmmaker who had, out of the blue, put out a short film about Corey's experience called Full Disclosure. At Contact in the Desert, Corey announced that he was putting out a book on the secret space program. When I looked at who the co-author was, I saw a surprising name. Jordan Sather, a new Corey's kid. Sather last year had a website about taking healthy supplements. Suddenly, he started a YouTube channel a few months back that took pains to defend David Wilcock and Corey Good, saying at one point, all Good wants is to love and be loved. Strange commentary here, laced with cult-like sentiment, but with no journalistic merit. The Disneyfication of the secret space program is crucial to the marketing campaign effort to attract millennials and young adults. This is clearly an attempt to co-opt an important research subject, and to take investigative research into this black project and replace it with fantasy narratives, with Corey's kids spreading his blue avian talking points, and gearing up for the next phase of targeting a key demographic of teens. The video game and comic book marketing push was going to need some young faces. Corey at 47 is not up to the job, so the Corey's Kids program had to be kicked off soon. Corey insisted on having his new recruit on his panel about UFO disclosure at Contact in the Desert. The problem is, his new recruit has no background on disclosure or the secret space program, but we can be sure we'll see him on Gaia TV with Good, promoting their new book together. He'll be touted as an expert on the secret space program, just as Good was touted by David Wilcock as being a real insider. Now, the participants in the Corey's Kids strategy are just young people trying to get involved in something meaningful. They have no idea they are pawns in a 3-year entertainment game that is meant to harvest the UFO and secret space program community. Financially, emotionally, and even spiritually. It might seem natural to put all of this on Corey. After all, he's making all the claims. But we should remember that every step of the way, it's not just Corey Good and his story. It's the manipulative marketing apparatus, including David Wilcock, Gaia TV, and others, that are making this diversion possible. Corey has bragged on his Facebook page about meeting with a top comic book company in Hollywood and asked his followers to send him good vibes. Some may ask, as Bill Ryan did in our interview series, why a genuine participant in secret, unacknowledged programs would trivialize his story with comic books and video game deals. The answer is the marketing campaign requires the young adult market in order to make this work. At the Contact in the Desert event, strange banners started popping up proclaiming the next 3 years as the opportunity to navigate to the most optimal timeline, drawing on Good's theme of raising our consciousness so we will get to UFO disclosure. Good announced plans for programs of treatment that will help individuals cope with UFO disclosure during this period, yet another leg of the marketing plan. Along with a new show at Gaia TV about disclosure. Since Gaia TV got some traction with Good's unvetted story, they must feel the time is right to double down. Good's marketing campaign has adopted popular alternative themes like high vibration foods, meditation, consciousness raising. This attempt to co-opt spiritual living memes sets the trap for a seeker to agree with Good on these topics and ignore or go on faith with Good's far-flung stories of being a galactic messenger of blue avian aliens. This technique is also employed by cult leaders to establish rapport and gain trust. When Good was mildly challenged about his stories and asked to respond to allegations of fraud raised by Project Avalon's Bill Ryan on a recent radio appearance, Good came forward with a new marketing slogan, Unity in the Community. Good's Unity in the Community slogan could easily be interpreted as, don't question my unverifiable bizarre stories until the 3-year disclosure marketing plan is over. Of course, by that time, too many earnest seekers looking for something real outside of the controlled official story presented by the media will have been fleeced of their money and their hopes of something better being out there. The suppression of the UFO and secret space program subjects have left the field wide open to opportunistic whims like those behind Corey Good, David Wilcock, and Gaia TV. Even Blink-182 rocker Tom DeLonge has created a UFO book series and is working on a movie series with Hillary campaign chairman John Podesta of Pizzagate fame, showing deeper levels behind the infiltration of independent media. And also showing that this campaign goes much deeper than just Corey Good. Good and his story may have been manipulated early on, but now it's clear that he's fully on board. These business ventures are out in the open now since this past weekend at Contact in the Desert, so we don't have to just rely on sources anymore. Recently, the original interviewer of Corey Good, Christine Anderson, went on record saying that the person she originally talked to, who had PTSD and was on disability, and who struggled with bringing his story out, was unrecognizable from the new version. The new marketing CGI version of Corey Good, she said, made her physically ill. The spectacle of an unverified story of galactic travel and adventure was a far cry from Corey's original discussion about having a difficult life. The stressful circumstances he found himself in may have proved to be fertile ground for devising sci-fi stories of being an officer in a secret space fleet. He may even have convinced himself that it was true. But these topics, like UFO technology and black operations, are not the playthings for fantasists or for marketing and PR firms to satisfy investor margins. They have serious implications in technology, politics, space, and human consciousness. There really is no place for unstable, unverified faux whistleblower stories to be cynically used to merge two demographics, the UFO, secret space program people, and the spiritual seekers among the New Age, all as part of a 3-year marketing plan. Those media venues that claim to be aligned with the alternative media, in radio, TV, and online, should not shirk their responsibility for vetting the information for anyone who's using them as a blowhorn to tell their story. No TV enterprise or media company should attempt to profit from a lie. When their viewers could learn the facts now and not waste 3 years and their hard-earned money on a disingenuous marketing plan. Now, there's more information coming on this story. I've seen some of it, and it isn't pretty. I'll be posting it here all summer long. This whole story and the manipulation of the alternative UFO and secret space program community is only starting to come to light. We've all heard the classic adage, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. In Corey's case, the question may be, can you fool enough people for 3 years, just long enough to make a big payday and subvert the field of ufology? And disempowering the masses from investigating the real secret space program, along with the missing trillions that have been pilfered from the federal budget to support this secret effort? That's a question we'll all have to answer. I'm Dark Journalist. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you soon.
Subscribe to our newsletter at darkjournalist.com to stay updated on the latest shows.